Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This must be day six, and my partner has buzzed me, telling me I'm already getting past my delivery time for this. But I really, in the moment, I'm not sure I know what to say. Although yesterday I was thinking about it, and I'm not supposed to preempt what comes up when I, you know, have this monologue with myself, and hopefully you're learning something from it. But I tried to think of what I was going to say this morning, and I have not so far spied in any of my notebooks. And I'm thinking, you know, a lot of times we are with people and receive our thoughts before we talk to them. Yes, of course, we shouldn't let our mouth go further than our brain or our heart and say things that are mean or unkind. But at the flip side of that is when we say very lame, uninteresting things, and, you know, it's as if we must always fill silence with words that have little or no meaning or impact to the person in our presence. There's a saying I love: speak good or be silent. And that says so much, because your silence can be quoted. If you're with somebody that has made a comment that is unkind and you do not want to correct the person, you can just be silent. But then again, they say silence is consent. I don't know about that, but you can leave the space, or at least do not affirm what the person has said. On another level is when we are with people we think we want to impress, and then we start a conversation talking about somebody else, which is backbiting, gossiping, or we say we suck up to them. We say things that we expect them to hear. We say nice things that we don't mean. And the reality is, for people who are genuine themselves, they can see through it when we lie and compliment them falsely. And I think it makes me a bit sick to my tummy when you see people being so ingenuine, inauthentic. How awesome it would be if we could tell somebody, hey, I like your hair, and you really do like her hair. Or somebody has done a great job, and you say that. And, you know, I think this is even more wonderful if the person is a stranger. I've walked up to a lady before in, I think it was Tasty Fried Chicken. She had this color in her hair, and I could tell she was an older woman. She must have been at least 50-ish. And I kept thinking to myself, should I tell her I like her hair or not? And I did walk up to her and said, oh, I love your hair color. What color is it? And she told me it was plum. And that made me feel good. And I assume that may have made her feel good as well. So complimenting people genuinely, saying what we really mean, or being quiet, being authentic, I think is a skill that would earn us genuine relationships in return. But if we go down the line of, you know, just being glib and saying lame things people want to hear, or just be the one that is like, ha 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 ha, I have something to say and I'm the life of the party, meanwhile you're really not, we will attract those kind of fake relationships, which will cost us a lot down the line. So this is me not really knowing what to say this morning, and I guess it kind of just segued into how being authentic is a good thing. I think I try to be authentic. I think I do. I hope I do. I don't think I have so many friends and fake friends that would point to me not being authentic. I am not quite sure, but I suppose I'll drop anchor here. Day six of 90 Stream of Consciousness.